La oss høre Herrens ord. Jeg skal lese fra Lukas 18. Så fortalte han dem en lignelse om at de alltid skulle be og ikke miste motet. I en by var det en dommer som ikke fryktet Gud og ikke tok hensyn til noe menneske. I samme by var det en enke som stadig på ny kom til ham og sa, «Hjelp meg mot min motpart så jeg kan få min rett.» Lenge ville han ikke, men til slutt sa han til seg selv, «Enda jeg ikke frykter Gud og ikke tar hensyn til noe menneske, får jeg hjelpe denne enken til hennes rett siden hun plager meg slik, ellers ender det vel med at hun flyr like i synet på meg.» Og Herren sa, «Hør hva denne uhederlige dommeren sier. Skulle ikke da Gud hjelpe sine utvalgte til deres rett? De som roper til ham dag og natt, er han sent til å hjelpe dem? Jeg sier dere, han skal sørge for at de får sin rett, og det snart. Men når menneskesønnen kommer, vil han da finne troen på jorden?» Slik lyder Herrens ord.
Good morning. Greetings from my family. I'm so happy that I could come over and meet you all again. I'm thanking God for this time. I'm really thanking God for sending the sun with this sun. When I came to Oslo, when I landed 2 weeks back, it was snowing. And then I took a video and sent my children. And they were asking, Daddy, is this not summer in Norway? I really experienced wonderful snow when I landed and then some raining and then now I'm enjoying the sun. See all the seasons I'm enjoying in Norway. It's a special offer from God. I'm really thanking God for this time. Whenever I come to Storsalen, I feel like family reunion and I'm really thanking God for this opportunity. And these days, whenever I come to Norway, I really enjoy seeing what God is doing in different parts of the world. And I was praying for this day, and I felt God was inspiring me with a verse. And maybe some of you who don't know my family, this is me and my wife, and next to me is our first daughter and then second daughter and the third daughter. We are blessed with 4 women at home and we are really thanking God for that. You know, it's always a learning time when you have 1 man and 4 women around. So I was inspired by this verse from Book of Acts chapter 3 verse 6. I was reading this verse and I was reading this entire chapter, the previous chapter and this chapter. I was so thrilled. We are in the same situation as this when the Holy Spirit's outpouring was happening. And I started feeling this is a new season we are all getting into. This outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And there is something new happening, especially after the 2020. 2020 was a milestone. It was a historical time for the entire human race. Something very disturbing as well as very significant happened because of this COVID and the entire world was shut down. After that, we see an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. There is something new, something very unique happening. And I was thrilled by this verse. I am trying to understand where we are, understanding the seasons and the times. In the Old Testament, it is written, God has given a special, unique gift to people to understand the seasons. And I am trying to understand the seasons we are in now. A lot of significant changes are happening so drastically. And what is God doing in this situation? I was trying to visualize this particular scenario. So many people were led into Christ in the previous chapter, in the second chapter. And then the third chapter begins with Peter and John going to a prayer. And I started visualizing this. They were just ordinary people filled with the Holy Spirit, just walking into a Lutheran church. I'm sorry, not Lutheran church. I'm from a Lutheran background, so I'm imagining a Lutheran church. Okay, now they are getting into the church as per their regular practice of attending a prayer. And as they were going, they are encountering a very ordinary, usual picture. A beggar sitting there and asking for alms. Today morning I got down in National Theatre, I was just walking across. There was a lady coming and asking something for, you know, kind of some help. And I was thinking, this is such a casual, regular picture we all encounter. And then there is something significant happened there. They were just walking across. And Peter was making a very significant statement here. He says, gold and silver I don't have, but I have something very unique I want to give you. Now, I am just putting myself in Peter's shoes and trying to see. Peter was telling something out of his own challenge. Probably he would have thought, what is this? This Jesus left us without any money. We don't have big money. And I started understanding the situation of the Indian church. The church is always telling, I mean not the entire church, but most of the church congregations, they say, we don't have money. We don't have big resources. And what we can do? The church is being humiliated. The church is being suppressed and depressed so much by this people and that people. And the government is putting a lot of restrictions. And we don't have strength. Now, what can we do? And I am trying to connect that with this situation where Peter and John, they say, we don't have gold and silver, but we have something greater than what we don't have. That is something challenging for me. I was really thrilled when I was meditating on this verse. He says, in the name of Jesus, come on, rise up and walk. Now, I'm really admiring the way how Peter and John are trying to exercise their gifts God has given. They start from something very simple, very easy to do. And then later in that chapter we see they started having a very instant big crusade of few thousands of people. The word says about 5,000 people. In the next chapter it says about 5,000 people were there who were started understanding about Jesus and what Jesus can do. A simple scenario which brought in a huge impact, a huge change, huge turnover. And can that happen today? That was my question. And then I started reflecting on a recent cases I interacted with. A couple of weeks ago, I think 3 weeks ago, I was visiting a place called Siliguri. Beyond Siliguri, it is bordering China and Nepal, a remote village about four and a half hours drive from Siliguri town. It's a remote village where there is no bus, no much transportation. So I met with this pastor, this congregation. In 1989, his mother, the one who is standing in the middle, she was the only believer in the entire surroundings, about some 40, 50 kilometers. And she used to go on Sundays. She used to walk across the mountains 5 hours to attend a small prayer meeting. And after the prayer meeting, again walking 5 hours. And that was the situation where it's a Buddhist community everywhere. And some of them are Hindus. And this lady, all alone, walks for 5 hours and 5 hours back to attend a prayer meeting. And she was full of fire, full of zeal for God. And she comes back and she shares the gospel with her son. And this man who is in the center, he accepted Jesus. And he started sharing that with the entire villages around. And today when I visited there, around 750 people around and about 6 branch churches he could establish. Isn't it amazing? Just one lady walking 10 hours to listen to the gospel, and through that one lady, now we have about more than 750 people with 6 branch churches. Amazing. They don't have even a proper place to keep their children for education. So what they did was, they started a small school in the village. They started a small orphanage. The community started owning the orphans. Now, no external support, no other big money, no other big resources. It's such a cold place in the Himalayas. And they don't have even proper roofing. Now, this congregation is owning their own orphan children, and they started using a small place. This is their church. Altogether, they came across and they built their own church. They have their own small school and they have their small hostel where the children stay. And from this hostel and the school, now they have sent one man to Indian Army to serve. He graduated and he went to serve in the Indian Army. It was an inspiring story. I was so thrilled. I was trying to look at this verse. What happened through this one man? And what can happen in today's situation through one man? And it is possible. And we were friends. We went as a small team, 4 or 5 friends. And one of the friends, He was having little headache because going up and down, and it's about 8,000 feet high and down and in the valley. So he started having some headache. And immediately the man who was standing with the pastor, these 2 boys are groomed by him. And this young boy, he said, "Oh, you have headache. I want to pray for you." and you cannot have headache. Come on, let me pray for you. He didn't even take permission from him. He said, "I want to pray for you." That is the amount of zeal they have. And tremendous miracle. One pastor was telling, "Oh, this is a man, God raised one person from dead through this man." And I was so thrilled. What is this? So simple people, God is raising from the dead. We hardly hear about all that. And then another, if we read further in this chapter, we see Peter and John ended up in prison. Just before some time, they were like heroes standing before 5,000 people and preaching, and so many people committed their life. And then they ended up in a prison. And that brought my attention to one of the recent cases we had in India. This was in Madhya Pradesh. Madhya Pradesh is the center part of India where a lot of persecution is happening right now. And this is, if you could go to the next one. The person standing at the right, he all alone, one man, went to a village in Madhya Pradesh, staying there, and started doing some ministry. And God started doing wonderful things through him. And he formed a nice team. And they started growing. And this church grows very rapidly in the midst of all the challenges. And this man who was doing a wonderful ministry among the localites, the people around became so envious. And they said, "Oh, this church should not grow. We are traditional Hindus and we cannot have something like this in our villages." So they were angry on him. They put a lot of cases in the police, and police came and started interrogating, and at least 3-4 times they took him to the police station. And the last occasion, they took him into, they put some charges and they put him in the prison. And he was in the jail and he was telling along with him 23 other criminals, and at least 7 of them were murder criminals, murderers. And, you know, he felt, why, Lord, what is this? 23 people, all are charged with a lot of criminal charges. And you brought me here. I am doing your ministry. What should I do? And then this man started reaching out to one by one. And at least 10 of them, they committed, the moment we are released from the jail, we will go to the church. And it didn't stop there. The jailer, the prison in charge, he saw him going and meeting with everybody and started talking with, you know, some good thing. He called him. He said, what are you talking about? And then he started listening to what he was telling. And what he said, I am not able to sleep. I am so much disturbed. I am so much stressed. A lot of challenges. I have not slept for many, many, many weeks. Can you pray for me? And this man, he said, yes, I am going to pray for you. He prayed on the day. Next day morning, this jailer comes. And he says, I slept after so many weeks. What did you do? And then that opened up a new door for him. And he was asking, can you pray for my family? This is what God can do. Whether we are in before 5,000 people or whether we are in the prison, God is with us. And he can do marvelous things before us. So I want to encourage all of you. If you go to the next slide, the man sitting in the center with the green shirt, we were spending about 10 days listening to his testimonies. We were recently having about a course for the church leaders. And the amazing testimonies connected me with this passage of how one person with the Holy Spirit can transform communities. And this is something which is happening even today. And I was wondering, Norway may not be very much closed, and Norway has been a blessing to many, many nations across the world. So many missionaries have gone. Now, Norway has plenty of opportunities, many nationalities coming to your doorsteps. And, you know, once probably Norway missionaries have gone to across the world and reached out with the gospel, now God is bringing so many people in your doorsteps. You have plenty of possibilities. And nobody can stop us. What Paul was telling, it's the love of Christ which is poured in us. And no one and none of them can stop us. And this is something I wanted to say today. Whether it is in India or persecution or powers and principalities, whatever it is, nobody can separate us from what we are supposed to do. And I would like to encourage you today. Norway is much, much, much open than India. If God can do something like this in India, he can do much more in Norway. And not only in Norway, whichever country he doesn't bother, nobody can stop him. And we are with an unstoppable God. And a limitless God. And his power is always much, much, much bigger than the powers of any other principalities and powers. That's what we have seen in our life. We have crossed borders. We have lived in different situations, difficult situations. All situations, we have been more than conquerors because of him who is living in us. May the Lord give all of us courage and boldness to raise up, use all the opportunities we have. We are in a new season. The world is having a new season now. There is a sweeping revival happening in the whole world. Yesterday I got a picture from one of our friends from Thailand. About 1,700 plus people got baptized at a time. And it was like a big festival. They were standing, the pastors were standing in a row, and people were standing in rows to come and get baptized. It's a new season we are getting into. We are reading so many atrocities against Christians in India. But then in the same time, we are experiencing a sweeping revival. This is the time we need to raise up. Let's all raise together and be encouraged, reach out. I would like to pray for all of us together in this day for a special strength. Shall we all raise together and be encouraged by the Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit, this is your season. Thank you for giving us this opportunity to accompany you and do wonders in your name. Father, we don't want to see what we don't have. We want to see what we have. And we have such a great power, such a great strength from you, such a great anointing from you. We want to fulfill your desires on this earth. We want to be testimonies of your power, of your signs and wonders. And we want to bring glory to you. Thank you for helping us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a seat.